For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Jeanette Gwynn. Spoleto Festival USA presents Knee High Theater's production of The Flying Lovers of Vitebsk, directed by Emma Rice. Daisy Maywood and Mark Antolin perform the roles of Bella and Mark Chagall, the flying lovers. They've come in to talk with us. Mark, let's begin with the story.
So predominantly, I think it's a love story between two people who happen to be Mark Chagall and his wife, Bella. The story sort of starts with them meeting as teenagers, falling in love, and then it charts their whole life together. But the background of their love story is some of the most incredible moments of European history. A lot of people who watch the show take lots of different things from it, but one of my things, I think it's what it is to be an artist and sacrifices that people have to make in order to let one of the persons in the couple thrive and allow them to achieve what they want to do as an artist.
Daisy, what kind of sacrifices do you make as Bella?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of compromise, I think, from Bella. As Mark said, it's steeped in absolute love. The question is, would Mark have achieved all he'd achieved without Bella? Who knows? I'm not so sure. She'd certainly allowed him to be as creative as he was. And, you know, they had a child together, and who was looking after the child? That was Bella. Who picked him up when he was down? That was Bella. It was certainly in our piece, anyway, when, you know, he gets called up to war. And he's in a panic, and Bella's the one who's like, right, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to achieve it, and, you know, so she's the thinker, and he's the creative.
So they sort of lived through quite a lot of difficult times together, and, yeah, they sort of just kept moving around, didn't they, for most of their life, and that was one of the hard things for Mark, because he sort of missed home, and he missed his family, and he missed his Jewish culture. So a lot of his work is him keeping in touch with that home life that he had as a child. And if you look at his paintings, there's always some little shtetl houses from Vitebsk, and there's always some sort of reference to Jewish traditions and Jewish life. And
they both really kept their heritage alive, didn't they, and their history. And Bella was a writer as well, and she wrote in Yiddish. And that was a choice that she made because she wanted to keep that language alive. And they were very proud of, you know, of their history and where they came from.
Is it a play or a musical?
It's a funny question because I think it sort of doesn't fall into any category, which is an amazing thing about this show. And because there's lots of music in it, but it's not necessarily a musical. And then there's lots of monologues and acting, but it's not necessarily just a play because there are movement sequences, there's musical interludes. So it's sort of like an art form within itself, hard to put into a category. And I think people who come and see the show are surprised by that and slightly in awe of it, how you manage to segue from one piece to another without it feeling like, and we're going to sing a song now, and we're going to do a dance now. And I think the thing that Emma Rice, the director, and Etta, the co-choreographer, and Ian Ross, the composer, they've all sort of managed to blend everything together really well and make it seem seamless. And
yeah, we're sort of non-committal about putting it in any category, I suppose. It just it wouldn't fit in one without fitting in the other.
The first thing that sparked my interest about this piece was that Emma Rice is the director.
I saw a production that Emma Rice directed about 8 years ago, and I remember sort of leaving the theatre going, I have to work with this woman one day.
Daisy, did you disagree with Emma about anything?
No.
Really?
No. I completely trust her. I really do. And that's quite, this is her territory. She completely understands storytelling theatre, and I don't. So who am I to disagree with Emma Rice, who's the queen of it, in my opinion?
Daisy Maywood and Mark Antolin are appearing through Sunday in The Flying Lovers of Vitebsk at the Dock Street Theater in Charleston. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.